And you are in tune to KVMR FM Nevada City. We broadcast at 89.5 in the Valley and the Foothills, 105.1 up in Truckee and the High Sierra, coming from translator K286AN high atop Mount Pluto. It is now time for Bike Talk with Chris Kelly. What do we have in store today, Chris?
Well, I think I'm going to start that off just by introducing who I've got in the studio today. Of course, I have my co-host, Kurt Stockton. I have Steve Davis from the Bicycle Recycle Project at Seven Hills Elementary School. And I have one of his students, Larry Sussman, I believe is your last name. Is that correct?
Yeah.
Give us a shout there, Larry.
Okay.
Say, give me a, hey, how you doing?
Oh, hi, how you doing?
All right, that's good. And we briefly talked about Steve's program over at Seven Hills School on our, I believe it was our December show, because they had a drive that the Sheriff's Department was running for kids and families that were in need. And basically, the Bicycle Recycle Project, as I've seen it, is community-donated bikes. Steve and his kids at Seven Hills take and refurbish these bikes and put them back into service and then back into the hands of somebody who really, really needs a really great bike. And they do it in such a fashion that it's just, I think it's pretty original. I don't know of any programs going on in the country like this, so I think I'm going to chime them in right now. Steve, how are you?
I'm doing well, thanks.
And Larry, how are you?
Good.
All right. So I think I just would start out by just saying, hey, I think the story that I like the best after talking to you a few times now is how you started this whole program.
You want a response to that?
Yeah. I hear you started with your own money.
Yeah, well, and 10 years ago.
Right, 10 years ago now.
I have been blessed because I have had a passion like both of you guys. And, in fact, Larry's got the same passion of cycling. And it has been so pleasant to be able to apply a passion to also a career. I had been at Seven Hills for 10 years and involved in serving as a counselor there, and decided that I wanted to add a hands-on type of program to our curriculum. So I approached the administration and had very good success with them supporting the idea that we bring in a bike program. And I went to Tucson, Arizona, and looked at the BICUS program, which is the Bicycle Intercity and Salvage Program. And what they did was find old bikes and recondition them for whatever purpose. So using that model, I took that from a community base and put it into the school.
Yeah, and yeah, I think you did a pretty good job of it. And when you walk into this classroom of yours and the whole area that you have there at the end of the outside yard at the school, it's obvious it's just a total labor of love what you're doing there. And I've walked in, and the kids that are working on bikes and their enthusiasm level and their eagerness to learn is something that you just don't see every day.
It's taken a life of its own.
Kurt,
it's really,
I mean,
fun.
You haven't been over to see this yet, but you should just go over there. Your program runs every day from what, 11:45 to 12:30, and then later on from what,
1:05 until 2:45.
And
then we also do a Tuesday and Thursday after-school program from 2:45 until 4:30.
The first time I visited your program, that was the time that I went over there, was the after-school program. So I actually got to see the during-school program. I believe it was probably at the end of the 12 o'clock hour, because I think we were both getting hungry, mm-hmm. if I remember correctly. So you have – the other thing that we want to talk about that's super important is, okay – we have this process that happens. You get bikes. You fix bikes. You distribute bikes. And you have a program coming up right now in Sacramento, I believe,
right.
And it's called Loaves and Fishes.
That's correct.
Tell us what that's about.
Thank you. It's let me say that the bikes that we get are all donated by our community. And we receive bikes as far away as Auburn and Sacramento also. But it's the process of karma, probably, because we have bicycles given to us, we recondition the bicycles, and then give them away to somebody else who needs them.
Mm-hmm.
And coming up in 2 weeks, on the 25th, we're going to Loaves and Fishes in Sacramento, which is a homeless agency. And for the past 9 years, we've gone down there adjacent to Earth Day and provided a bicycle clinic to homeless people's bikes. And then after that clinic, that which lasts about 3.5 hours. And after that clinic, then we then also do a free raffle for the bicycles that have been built all year. So last year, for instance, we gave 100 bikes to the homeless population through
bikes.
this free
wow.
raffle.
Wow.
It started off small. I mean, the first year, 9 years ago, I think we had about 25 bikes. But now we're kicking it up.
I've seen the slide presentation that you had, all the pictures of the folks that were you were giving bikes to in the program last year. And I got to say, I think I want to come down for this Loaves and Fishes because it just sounds like an amazing program and I want to be there.
I'd love it. It really is an amazing thing.
And some of these people that you donate bikes to, too, you can see by the photos, the look on their face of the exhilaration or the relief that, hey, you know what, they just needed something to get around on to get to whatever it is they're doing because they're just so much less fortunate. And
it's amazing because homeless people generally don't get an equal crack at anything. I mean, they get moved from, you know, the bench they're sitting on to someplace else, to the riverbanks, and they get moved out of the doorways, and they get moved off the street and out of the parks.
Yeah.
The opportunity to be an equal recipient of a raffle is an experience that most homeless people have never had.
That's pretty great.
And so to be able to hold that raffle ticket and with an equal chance as everybody else, it is remarkable.
When you were funding this thing out of your pocket, what was the dollar amount again that you pulled out of pocket?
I started the program I went to Ashland program, the United Bicycle Institute in Ashland, Oregon,
right,
to get trained there.
Yeah.
And I thought I'd better, you know, find something out more than what I just knew in my own experience.
Mm-hmm.
So I went there and spent the 2-week program, and it was wonderful. And from that experience, then I decided which tools I needed. And so I put about $5,000 just, you know, out of pocket just to get the thing rolling.
Yeah, that's great. And then when you first took on this project and said, hey, I'm just going to bite the bullet, I'm going to pull the trigger and fund this thing with my own money, did you ever think you were going to see this much return on investment as far as the amount of joy that you get from this program? Because it's obvious from looking over at you, I can almost kind of not see it because Larry's in the way here. I'm going to move him back a little bit and his microphone back because I want to get some face contact here. I want to see some eye to eye. But that's good. That's great. Can your microphone reach there? There we go. And that you are absolutely beaming when you talk about these events that you go to and the people that you supply with bikes.
Not to
mention the enthusiasm and the respect that I see you have in the classroom with the kids. You also have Richard Looney in there.
Right.
He's formerly of TR2, and he's a really great mechanic.
Yeah,
and
great
boy,
mechanic.
Can he build a wheel, I'll tell you that.
Right.
And just a great guy, too. I had him personally push me on a ride that I was falling off the back of up in the hole in the ground that was supposed to be this easy ride. And
oh, I know the hole in the ground.
That's the first time I ever rode with him, and I think it was the last time, too.
That's a good ride.
Man, you know, he's such a great guy. And so you've got so many good people in your program. You've got such good kids at these schools, and it seems like the program is just really taken and getting a lot of traction.
As I say, it really has taken a life of its own. As our principal, Joe Lebov, has said, you know, it started off small, and with each addition of a new concept or new money or whatever it is that makes our program grow, more and more is added exponentially.
Mm-hmm.
And so, if I may, I have big news that we have received another very large grant to be given. We've already received it.
Now, folks, this is unrehearsed, by the way.
In excess
wow.
of $1 million.
Oh, man.
And what we have planned for the use of that money is a new building.
Righteous.
Twice the size of what we're currently working in.
Oh,
and you know, for the listeners, I want them to understand that this is not frivolous. This is, I mean, I'm a tightwad, so I watch every penny.
You're a bike person, you mean?
I'm a bike person.
So that makes you, therefore, frugal?
Exactly.
Hello, all you bike people out there listening right now, give me a hello, give me a witness if you're frugal by putting your hand up
right now
in your car wherever you are. I am frugal. I'm a bike person.
And so as a result of that, we have come by this money, you know, in a very fortunate way, but
Wow.
Every penny is budgeted, and we're going to accommodate the ability to handle more kids. And I hope to be able to reach out into the community and have the facility available to community stuff. And it's very exciting.
Oh man,
just amazing.
You couldn't ask for better. I'll come over and donate some time and teach the kids how to do frame repair and frame building.
Love it.
No, because that's the next step.
Yeah.
I mean, learn how to work on the bikes and then just learn to tear right into them and figure out what's what. So
right on.
You've got my volunteer application right now.
Good.
Here on
Good.
Bike talk.
Good.
But
I have witnesses then.
I'm so glad. Yeah, you have whoever's listening today, and Brian over there who's scrunching his eyes. But that sounds really great. And then you have a student here with you today, Larry. How you doing, Larry?
Really good.
All right. So how many years have you been in the Bicycle Recycle Project?
This is my first time, and I've been in the class. This is my third time being in the class, and I'm actually TA right now.
TA?
Yeah.
Wow, you moved up.
I know.
Wow.
By the way, that stands for Teacher's Assistant.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's so do you fix flat tires?
Oh, yeah.
Like, yeah. You shouldn't see the look on his face. Like, duh, yeah, is what he really meant to say.
With his eyes closed and one hand behind his back.
And, you know, for anybody that's out there listening right now that's listening online or is in the car, just want to let you know that this is – you can go to their website. It's called BicycleRecycleProject.com. And they've got pictures on – a few really good pictures of the kids working on the bikes in there. I want to go back to Larry here. So, Larry, okay, we talked about fixing flats.
Yeah.
So, have you been through a bottom bracket yet?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
How many do you think you've been through?
I have no idea. Well, they teach it. Well, this is actually the first quarter that they just let us loose. But the first quarter I took this, which was second quarter, they taught us everything. So that was my first time really getting – I'd done stuff before on bikes, but not really – professional
with like real tools and everything,
yeah.
Other than your dad's pliers or something,
yeah,
like
yeah,
that.
Yeah, yeah, like an adjustable crescent wrench and a screwdriver, and I could pretty much do all I needed to do. But
yeah.
And then
and
I got
hammer.
In here and took apart bottom brackets, and I think 20 or something.
So we could pretty much categorize that quantity as heaps, like a whole bunch.
Yeah, yeah, a whole bunch. Because the first time I took the class, I built 7 bikes.
Man.
Yeah. So.
Wow, and I, you know, and that's basically what you do is you just, you know, your program over there, Steve. You've basically got how many kids per class would you say on average that you have?
We've got at least 25 in every class.
25 in every class, and then you have there's you, there's Richard, and then is there anyone else? Kurt, I think from Tour Nevada City Bike Shop.
Kurt Stevens comes in after school programs.
After
so he
school
comes
programs.
In and helps out on Tuesdays and Thursdays from 2:45 until 4:30.
Right. He's the guy that finally gave me a kick in the butt to come up and see you guys.
Good.
And actually get you
yeah.
over here and talk
yeah.
about your program, and I'm so glad I did. But so there's basically 3 of you, but mainly 2 of you in a class at a time, and the kids basically – I've seen how you do it. You'll basically look over a bike, put it in the stand as bad as it looks, and have a little checklist of going on and talk with the kids about, hey, what do you think this bike needs? And they'll just start answering questions, and you'll start throwing something in there. And it's pretty neat because you really actually – which I think is really productive is and I think really a good way to learn is you almost treat it like it's a business, where you're teaching the kids real hands-on skills that they can later take to a bike shop. So
right.
These bike shops, when they need new employees in the summer because theirs went to college or moved on, they've really got some skilled help
right.
coming in
right.
to really help them out. You know what I mean? Larry, how old are you?
I'm 11 going on 12.
Man. And
in June.
You know.
In case you didn't know how to count, that did be.
Yeah.
So, wow, by the time you're 16 or 15 or 16 or, you know, even 18, you're going to probably have some skills under your belt and a lot of experience.
Oh, yeah. I hope to work in a bike shop in Costa Rica because I'm moving down there.
Not just like down at the Tour Nevada City, but you want to go all the way to Costa Rica to go to work at a bike shop.
Well, no, because I'm living there.
Are you?
I'm going to live there, so I want to work there.
Why not? I think start your own bike shop there.
Yeah,
you know?
Yeah.
Wow.
If I can clarify a little bit about the nature of the class, because I know that you've seen some of it and what you say is correct. But really what happens in the first 3 weeks of each quarter is curriculum. And Rich and I, we go through all of the various components of the bicycle down to the ball bearing and how to recondition and rebuild. And that's what Larry was referring to mm-hmm. In terms of his first quarter. once the and the process is we do a curriculum one day, and the next day the kids are doing the hands-on. The curriculum is hands-on because we're doing the demo, but the kids then do it the next day, and so it's immediately applied, and we're not lecturing, we're not talking, we're not asking them to take notes, we're not giving homework. They're just doing the hands-on stuff.
You know, it's so important because when I graduated high school, it was 1980. And today, kind of what made me really think about this was I sent an email burst out to a lot of people, let them know we're going to be on the air at 1 p.m., and that's all across the country, all across the world. I sent out about 2,500 of those. And the first reply I got back was from a guy that I was in marching band with. He was a drum major of the marching band. His name's Keith Lindsay. And Keith, if you're out there listening right now, you are fully authorized to call in and say hey. But it really made me think something. We were in this really great marching band called the Armio Super Band. It's in Fairfield, California, and we were just a force to be reckoned with in the mid-70s. Now, this doesn't have a lot to do with bikes per se, but it has a lot to do with hands-on and the school programs having things for the kids to do that really teach them something about themselves, most importantly. And when they leave the high school or the elementary school they're at, they've got a whole lot of confidence and experience under their belt already before they go out into whatever else the next progression is in life. Well, in 76, the Proposition 13, if anybody out there is in their 40s, they remember Prop 13 and how all the programs got cut at the school. So when I come into your program, I think of this because I had auto power and I had auto shop, I had metal shop. We actually had to have a major when we were in high school. So I was auto power and transportation, and I had a metalworking minor. So I already knew how to do those things coming out of high school, and that's where I basically learned my trade. And oddly enough, I mistakenly ended up
starting
right now. Right, and here I am. But it's we have a caller on the line. Okay, great. We'll take him in just a second. So for me to come in and see your program hands on, someone taking it upon themselves, it's like you got like a halo going on around your head, as far as I'm concerned. And I see your kids in there going at it, and it's just. It gives you hope about the future and kids and where they're going, because these kids aren't on Nintendos or Xboxes playing video games.
Right.
They're actually working on bikes, and they want to figure out how to make their bikes work so they can go get around on them.
It's a very different experience than most of the experience that I think kids have in their lives today. Most of their experience, I think, is virtual. It's in front of a TV or a computer or on a text message, something or another, or a telephone. And this stuff is, you know, I'm everybody's grandfather in the old
right.
day. You know,
right.
I mean, I'm doing. Come on, son, let's get that.
And, I know, I've seen you in there. Yeah,
and
you need a leather apron, though. I think I can help you out with that. You know, we're going to take this caller, but I want to also invite other callers to now call in. Our call numbers are 265-9555 in the Nevada City area, and our 800 number, if you're calling from out of the area, is 800-355-5867. Hello, caller, you're on the air.
Hi, good afternoon. Very informative, and it's a wheel privilege.
Nicely done.
Are you frugal?
Absolutely.
All right.
Well, we have solar.
Okay.
So I think that's kind of within that realm. I've got a couple of Schwinn. They're heirloom. Well, not heirloom, but they're vintage of Schwinn bikes, of a ladies and a man's vintage bikes, and I'd like to fix them up. And they're really nice, and they have handbrakes, and I'm just wondering if there's somebody that I can talk to maybe later after the show that could inform me of how to get these reconditioned.
Yes, we'd be happy to. In fact, let me, while we've got a minute, kind of fill you in on what else the program kind of is capable of doing. We have been requested to do bicycle repairs for people, but we choose not to do that. And the reason is because, for the most part, there's bicycle shops out there that need to do that type of work.
Okay.
And so I'm happy to advise, and Rich Looney would be happy to discuss, you know, what your choices are.
Right.
But I hesitate to offer up, you know, being the source of those repairs on your bike.
Yeah, okay, I understand.
On the other hand, we also, though, do recondition a lot of bikes. And so, for instance, we've got a couple of vintage Schwinn bikes right now that are sitting in storage. And if a person came forward and said, I'd like to get one of those, then what we would probably do is ask for a donation, and the bicycle would be completely reconditioned and available to whoever wanted to give a donation.
Yeah, I'm kind of within that realm as well. Mine are in storage as well.
Uh-huh.
And I don't know whether I want to sell them, donate them. I think they need to be just a little bit, you know, maybe oiled and maybe have the tires checked. And they're in a pretty good working order. And I just didn't know. I would like to keep them, but I can't. But I'd like to see what they'd be worth to sell. You know, just the whole history type of thing of them, because they're really a wonderful bike. They're for flat ground. They're not like the mountain bike.
Right. It is getting to be that time of year, too, to where you want to get out and start riding those bikes.
Straight away stretching.
Although it was freezing cold today and yesterday.
It's a beautiful riding bike, actually. But it's not the motor. It's not the mountain bike at all.
Well, just ride it where you can and walk it where you can't, right?
That's it, exactly.
We could have Larry take a look at it for you, though.
Yeah, Larry over here, he's got his hand up.
I don't take the time on the radio right now. What I can do is just take a name and number, and then I could call it maybe later.
Sure, and Steve's got a number over there at the Bicycle Recycle Project, and I'll read that off to you right now.
Okay, that'd
and
be great.
I'll give the area code just in case anybody's out of the area and listening, and they can have that, too, in case they want to call him about anything. And that's
565-1840,
extension 8143.
265-1840,
correct.
Extension
8143.
8143.
Mm-hmm.
8143. Okay, good.
And they also have a website. They also have a website, too. It's bicyclerecycleproject.com. I don't know if you get online
It sounds wonderful.
Yeah, it's a great program.
I thank you for your information, and you guys are doing a great job today.
Oh, thank you.
Thanks.
Thank you.
Thanks
for the call. We got one more caller on the air.
Chris? Hey, caller, you're on the air.
Hello?
Bike Talk.
I just wondered if you know anything about in Davis for people who are looking for something to fix up or whatever. Twice a year, the police department has a bike auction of all the bicycles that have been abandoned or whatever. And after 9 months, nobody's picked them up. They sell them off, and you can get real beat up ones. You get nice bikes, and the University of Davis also has a bike auction where the students have the higher end bikes. So you find the higher end bikes at that auction.
Yeah, and
it's a good place to get some good bikes for inexpensive.
That's a great heads up. I appreciate that.
Yeah,
I see Steve nodding
his
head yes over here.
Okay, So you know, who knows? They could maybe could work a deal with the university or the city to donate bikes to your program and get a tax break.
Oh my God! You need to get that bigger building built.
Yeah, definitely.
Because I've been out back of your building, and you've got so many bikes out there.
Oh I used to go to the auctions, and the police auctions have tons of bikes, all different sizes and shapes. You know, kids' bikes been stolen and dumped or whatever, and there's so many bikes out there. You preview them. They have a preview, and then you just wait for the bikes to come up, and you bid on them. And,
yeah.
And you can get some really nice bicycles for very inexpensive.
We are the regular recipients of the Grass Valley Police Department's inventory
for
evidence. Once everything's cleared and they're done with them,
they
call us and say, come get them, and we...
Yeah, as I understand it, it's like the auction is bikes are held for 9 months. After 9 months, they got to get rid of them.
Right,
got so much coming in.
Right.
So I'm glad you get. I'm glad you could use that. And any of the listeners who would, that's a good place to get a decent bike for cheap.
Yeah, Davis, right. California, Biketown, USA.
And just call the call or look on the police web or the university web. They probably have a page down. You can check out when it is.
Great. Cool.
There's
thanks.
Usually one in the spring and one in the fall.
Thanks for letting us know. And
you're welcome.
We'll be podcasting the show, so that information will be up permanently.
Oh, good.
All right.
Good.
Thanks.
Okay. Thank you. Bye.
Do you have another caller there, Brian, or are we good? Well, that's good, because I wanted to go back to the Bicycle Recycle Project. And I also have Susan Weber in the studio. She's our bike yoga person, and she was on our last show, and she's got a project about Wolf Creek. That renovation, repair, we're going to have her on for a few minutes here after we talk about the Steve's truck. So put your earphones back on there, Steve. I'm just going to have Susan come up right up here on my microphone in a couple minutes.
Okay.
But these guys have a rig. Kurt, You haven't seen their truck. It's parked out in front of McGee's. Anybody rolling down Broad Street in Nevada City right now, stop and look at this truck. It is awesome. It's a Dodge Sprinter. It looks like it's a 3500, so that's a one ton. And it is outfitted for getting out there and repairing bikes and making bikes happy again, as my daughter would put it.
The same source that we have just received this huge money from had given the program a previous amount, which included the ability to purchase that truck.
Wow.
And it is dialed in with every tool and
Kurt,
part.
You gotta see this truck. It's awesome.
It's ideal for running the thing at any bicycle event. And in fact, this Saturday we will be at the Earth Day celebration up at Loma Rica.
Right. Let's talk about that. Yeah, you guys are going to be out there. You're going to have some of your kids out there with you as well.
With the van, with kids.
Is Larry going to be out there?
No, I'm going to UC Davis actually for picnic day.
Larry, what is up with that, man? You're like the you're the front man here now. You've got to show up and do these events. I mean, nobody told
I'm
you about that.
I'm going to Loaves and Fishes.
You got to have you get your apron on, and you know I'm Larry. Hi, can I fix your bike?
He's got a full schedule. Come on,
he's living in shape. You're going to be just like Kurt, and you're only 11 years old, and he's 40 something, man. I'm going to talk with you when we.
You
got to
make appointments
today.
With Larry at least 6 weeks ahead of time, right?
You got to take one for the team here, Larry. Your mom's going to probably just be mad at me now. Not only did I make you miss lunch, but now I'm telling you what you got to do this Saturday. That's not good. Okay, well, anyway, so that's going to be cool. You're going to be at Loma Rica this Saturday.
Right.
And the Earth Day Festival. I think I'm going to happen on over there, too, if I am in town. I'm thinking of going down to the Sea Otter, but that's a long drive, and you guys are close.
We are close.
And it's a good event.
It's fun. We were there last year, and we'll do it again.
That sounds good. Hey, Susan, why don't we pull you up to the microphone here at this point? Why don't you share this one with me, and maybe grab Steve's headphones there. And let's talk about what you've got going on here. Suzanne, or here, just go ahead and jump right on his mic. There you go. Suzanne emailed me a few weeks ago about Wolf Creek, the Wolf Creek Project. And why don't you go ahead and just chime in right there, Suzanne, and welcome again to Bike Talk.
Thanks. It's so fun to sit here and listen to you guys, and I'm just smiling about this beautiful project. So
you got to go over there and check it out personally.
I wish
you
I was
love
a
it.
Student over there.
Yeah, well, maybe we could, fun. You know, I don't know.
I don't know, yeah. Maybe I could trade them yoga for a bike class. Yeah. Anyway, so, I'm here to talk about the Wolf Creek Parkway, which is a linear parkway that would be a biking and walking parkway that would run and basically connect Brunswick Basin down towards the Raley's Shopping Center. So actually, wow. Glen Jones Park, where Highway 20 comes in. And so this is a linear parkway that's been approved by Grass Valley, but it's just awaiting funding. And so you asked me before, how can people help getting, you know, safe bike routes into our area? And this is, we're doing one of our big fundraisers, which is called Heal Yourself, Heal Your Earth.
Right.
So you get to heal yourself by giving a donation, going to a yoga class, getting a massage, acupuncture. We have about 20 local therapists and yoga teachers have donated their time. And then each time you sign up for an appointment, all of the money and the donations goes to help protect Wolf Creek, the alliance that protects the creek, and basically has implemented this parkway. So you get to help fund your local bike path that would be alternative transportation by coming to this event, which is Saturday, April 18th, and it goes from 9 to 6:30.
That was my question. So Saturday, April 18th, at what time?
It starts at 9 with yoga.
In the morning.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And then there's massage appointments and different healing arts appointments happening all day long. And so you can go online at wolfcreekcommunityalliance.org, and you can actually click on the event site and sign up for your appointment online.
That sounds great.
Or you can call the headquarters of the event, which is our house.
Or you could call it Wolf Creek Alliance, Heal Yourself, Heal the Earth, World Headquarters.
That's right. You know? It's the World Headquarters.
World
it
headquarters.
Looks like a World Headquarters in there right now. And that's 273-7574. And we can also schedule your appointment, or you can just drop by. You can
the old-fashioned way, just show
right,
up.
Just show up. We do drop-in appointments, 15 minutes to private appointments. My appointments will run for 90 minutes. So you can choose and sample all these different things, and you're healing yourself and healing Grass Valley by helping us get a bike path in there.
The bike path is real important. I've been riding my bike a lot from my shop down to Nevada City over here to the studio, or to summertime to have a little coffee, or over to Empire Mine. And I'll tell you what, it's busy out there on those roadways, and especially down the Brunswick Basin. Brunswick Basin is just, I mean, at the traffic hour, it is so difficult to be there on a bicycle.
Yeah, it's challenging.
It's pretty difficult to be there on a car, in a car, because it's just, it's like the Bay Area, you know, like downtown San Francisco.
It's our biggest
you know.
Intersection.
Yeah, it's
yeah.
busy.
Yeah, and so, and what's really amazing about going around and getting the word out of this event is that we're building community. So everybody's getting involved. They're donating time. I had a lot of businesses and people hanging flyers saying, oh, a bike path? That is so amazing. I wish I could ride my bike to work, but I'm kind of nervous about all the traffic. And this would be able to connect areas skirting downtown, skirting the Brunswick Basin, and you'd be riding in nature.
And that's ironic, because our last show we were talking with Jim Brown at the California Bicycle Coalition about all this stimulus money that's coming from this, you know, from Obama's new stimulus plan. And, you know, so we were talking about infrastructures and bike paths and all that sort of thing. As far as this path here, who will actually be building it? Is it something that's actually slated for production or slated for construction? And, you know, how elaborate is it? How much money are they trying to raise?
Oh, you're putting me on the spot with figures.
Just tell me you don't know if you don't know, and that's okay.
I don't know, but there is an actual plan, like map, layout, and plan that you can see. Wolf Creek has that available, and I believe the downtown Grass Valley has that available as well.
Okay.
So they've presented the plan, and they've actually started applying for some grants.
Right, because there might be other people that want to help out with this program,
exactly.
too, other than that day, but we want to get people at your event for sure.
Right. And so, this is more how does the local community support the creation of this pathway?
April 18th, Saturday morning, 9 a.m. I think I need to be there.
Fun.
Because my back has been really tight the past couple of days anyway, so I could probably...
Yeah, you could
By that
some
time, it'll probably be really bad.
Yeah. Yeah, so, we'd love other organizations... to get involved and help in the larger funding. And part of that is being involved with Wolf Creek Community Alliance. But this is a fun way that people in the community can get something for themselves and be helping to get a parkway for the whole community.
All right.
Well,
so before we switch back headphones to Steve, let's get it again. The date is April 18th.
Right. The date is April 18th. It runs from 9 to 6:30, starting with yoga at Living Yoga in downtown Grass Valley. So you could ride your bike there.
Hey.
And then massage appointments all day long, finishing with a relaxing yoga from 5:30 to 6:30. And you check out the website, www.wolfcreekalliance.org.
All right, or you can Google something thereabouts and you'll find it.
Exactly.
Or call KVMR or hit the Kelly Bike website and I'll forward you right to Susan.
Okay,
Suzanne.
Perfect.
Yeah. Because it's easy now that we got like this thing called the internet.
Yeah, very quick and simple. Oh,
thanks
so
for being on
Chris,
with us.
Chris, we have one
caller?
Call.
We got a caller. So you're on the air.
Hi, okay, cool. I actually had a question for the lady.
Oh, Suzanne, keep your headphones on,
Suzanne,
girl.
Suzanne, okay.
There you go.
I was just wanting to find out what her name was, and I wondered if I had a couple questions. One is, I think I might have heard you on the radio before, Suzanne, and I wondered if you, is the Wolf Creek Alliance actually the group that is facilitating, the main facilitator of getting bike paths in the county now that you know of?
They are the main facilitator for the Wolf Creek Parkway that will run along Wolf Creek. There's also another organization which we help each other back and forth concerning bike paths is Live Healthy Nevada County. they do walkability studies and helping to improve the walkability of the towns. And then there's Nevada County Land Trust. I hope I'm getting this all right because I'm only a citizen here.
But only a citizen.
Not yeah.
only.
But they also help to implement trails. So what my understanding is, they have some bike trails. In effect, and this parkway would help link those bike trails that are above Loma Rica, so increasing the amount that you can safely bike.
Okay, that's awesome. Thank you. Yeah, I had heard about it before, and I was just, that was my second question was, you know, are there any routes specifically in mind that, you know, they're going to lay out or try to link together, and hopefully they'll be successful with that, just thinking about all the people who kind of curmudgeonly say, no, this is my private property, and da-da-da-da-da. Hopefully they'll be able to kind of get it all linked up together, and I think it's just so, overdue and so necessary, and
that'd
I'd
be
like
a beautiful
to
thing.
Definitely.
Get on with it. And, remember, you know, what do they say? It just, it takes one, or it starts with one, as Utah Phillips says, so, you know.
Yeah, that's right.
Anyways, well, thank you, guys.
Yeah.
All right, thank you. Thanks for your call.
Thanks.
You know, on that note, I kind of want to do a hats off here to the fine folks up at Loma Rica Ranch. A couple weeks ago, I was out riding my road bike coming down Brunswick, and I saw a whole bunch of volunteer people out there strapping that bridge together, putting the wood on the two ramps and making a final bridge. And I rode over it the other day. I think, if there was another set of tire tracks there from another mountain bike, so maybe I was number two or something. But it was a great little bridge, and it just really connects that trail nicely. And anybody that hasn't tried that, getting from, say, the Loma Rica area, or anybody that works up in the Loma Rica Industrial Park, it's really a nice ride going up that trail on your mountain bike. And they make these side cuts in the trail and the zigzag so that it's not really that bad of a climb. And before you know it, you're right at the top, hopping right out onto the road where it's not so dangerous. To be along with traffic, and you're in, of course, granny gear by that time. At least I am. I'm in granny gear. I like granny one and granny two. Hello.
Well, I can tell you, having done a lot of commuting between Grass Valley and Loma Rica, probably the scariest patch of bicycling in Grass Valley would be on East Main Street between Idaho, Maryland, and downtown.
I bet.
Where there's no
that's crazy.
There's no shoulder at all, and you have a rickety old metal railing that goes along the elevated sidewalk there that is just waiting to catch your handlebars. And I'll be zooming along there with all kinds of big trucks that don't even have enough room to get by me, right next to me, pushing me over. And if I'm like millimeters away from hitting my handlebars and then just, you know, being a disaster on the road.
And then, like, last thing you do is just close your eyes. Oh, God!
Oh, yeah. It's really scary. Fortunately, you know, years of bicycling, I'm not so squirrely. I can hold the white line.
Right.
But so many bicyclists I see out there that can't just... They shouldn't even do that section. So having a trail that would get past that part...
Yeah, that's awesome.
Oh.
that's an awesome thing. Yeah, we definitely want to support that. Maybe put some links on the Bike Talk part of the KVMR website as well, and the Kelly website on the Bike Talk piggyback pages there.
Absolutely.
Yeah,
that'd be great.
I love the cause. Mm-hmm. And it's just so great being able to get around Grass Valley and Nevada City on a bike. My new favorite route is Town Talk Road from Brunswick, and it takes you right, you know, it's a beautiful little road right by those horse stables there, and there's no cars. Now, cars don't use that road just because I'm telling you about it, but it's a great little road. And when I'm coming back, though, I got to tell you, I miss it coming down that hill. And then the next thing you know, I'm all the way down to Brunswick. I'm like, wait, where did I miss it? So it just creeps right up on you.
It's the perfect way to get from there to Zion.
Anybody on a bike trying to figure out a good way from Nevada City to Grass Valley in that area, man, I highly recommend it. It's such a great little stretch of road.
So, Chris, we got just about 10 minutes left. We got Steven back on the microphone over here. So
okay.
We are still taking telephone calls, 265-9555 or 800-355-5867. Just a few minutes left here.
Let's hear from you. Definitely.
Can I say something in the space?
Yeah.
The event at Loaves and Fishes is open to people who are willing to volunteer their time. We've got... last year we took 50 kids from the school, and about half again adults, and I am anticipating about that same size this year. It's really a remarkable event for a whole number of reasons, but the ability to kind of rub shoulders with people who we don't generally have much contact with, for myself, but also on behalf of the kids, is really a valuable experience for the kids, because what happens is the homeless will say, stay in school, stay off drugs. And they are so grateful that people are there that day to do something nice for them.
Yeah, that's such an awesome.
So it's a win-win-win, and I encourage anybody to give me a call if they're interested.
Now I hear there's a bus going down there, and Richard's going to be driving it this year. So is it a get on the bus type of thing, or can people just drive their regular cars down there? Or
we,
Suzanne wants to get on the bus. I just see you over here just giving me the whole yoo-hoo. Someone said bus.
Do you have to be a bike mechanic, or what are your volunteers?
Well, the volunteers don't necessarily have to be a bike mechanics. No, they are welcome to be part of crowd control. They're part of just being nice to the other people down there.
Right.
I mean, there's lots of opportunity for what a volunteer can do.
We can classify that as just being there.
Just being there. The bus issue is a bus for the kids and their parents. If parents want to come down with them, they're welcome to do that also.
Yeah.
But you're welcome to drive your own way down, too.
Cool. We've got three callers. First, before we take callers, Steve, did we cover everything? Make a mental checklist. We're going to come right back to you before the end of the show.
Thanks.
Okay. Caller, you're on the air.
Yes. Hi, Steve.
Hello.
This is Rich. Just want to
thank
you again for all the things you're doing for cycling. It seems like your last name is becoming synonymous with cycling on two accounts, you know, the city itself, which is Bike Town USA, and such. I'm wondering if you're doing anything with the city of Davis, in particular, the Whole Earth Festival and organizations like Bike Church.
You know, the Bike Church and all of those organizations, the Bike Kitchen down in Sacramento, all that whole group are people that I am in contact with over the internet. But we haven't had any direct contact with one another. I kind of see myself slightly different because I'm within the school context, which I must say is very different than that of the community-based bike programs.
Okay.
And the Whole Earth Festival is so big, I just haven't even thought about that one yet.
All right. So we'll take our next caller then. Thanks, Rich, for calling in. Take care. You're on KVMR Bike Talk.
Hi. I love your show, and I can catch it. Thank you.
All right. Thank you.
I have a question, and maybe you've covered it in another show, or perhaps you can do it in a future show, would be addressing racks and equipment you can put on your, you know, reviewing some good equipment so that you could commute to work and, you know, throw your briefcase on and or your lunch or whatever you need, or groceries. I've kind of gone on the web and looked at some things and read some reviews on Amazon, but it'd be nice to hear from, you know, local real people about some of those options.
Yeah, you bet. And you know what? What we really need to happen for Bike Talk is for it to be a two-hour show that happens at least twice a month, because we run through so many topics that are either time appropriate or something like that. And we find that even when we're 1 hour, we're down to our last 5 minutes, and we could go on for a good another hour at least before anybody even thinks of needing a break. So, you know, that said, if people email or call the station and tell how much they love Bike Talk, that would really help our thing out. So,
okay.
Well, we will try to cover some racks and stuff on then. We have another caller, so we're going to take it.
Okay.
I want to thank you for your call. You're live on Bike Talk.
All right. Hey, Chris, thanks. I ride a Kelly bike.
Hey, represent.
I got it when I think you were going out of business, but I hope you're back in business now.
I'm trying to be.
Right, you know, cool.
What's your name?
Another one.
Who is this I'm talking to?
My name's Jamie. I used to live down there. Now I'm up in Truckee. So.
All right, cool. Glad to hear from you.
Yeah. As far as the bike recycle? Or?
Bicycle recycle project.
Recycle, yeah, Steve. Sounds great. I'm envious. I wish I was back in school to take that.
Oh, no kidding, huh?
Those hands-on type of projects or courses are great for people who are necessarily going to, you know, go on to academic stuff.
Right.
But anyway, I have a good friend on the East Coast who's an amazing bike mechanic. He used to own a shop, and I was wondering, he's now a teacher. And I was wondering if your curriculum, if you've got any type of boilerplate that another school district or some school program could take and implement wherever they are.
Yes, absolutely.
Yeah, that's what I see for this program that Steve's doing, is that it's a pilot. And there might be someone else in the country who's doing something similar, but I'll tell you what, if other school districts in the country wanted to come to Nevada City and look at what Steve's program is all about, it would be a great template for other kids in other parts of the country, because it is so hands-on and it's so positive what's happening in these schools at Seven Hills Elementary School. And so, I was talking to Steve about it a little earlier today, and he's going to put more pictures up on his website because there's so much to see.
So, call me. Feel free to give me a call or have your friend call, because we have a great resource that I'd be happy to share.
Yeah.
And all the contact information is on the website?
Yes.
Yeah. The website is bicyclerecycleproject.com. The telephone number is 530-265-1840, extension 1843.
And you can also link to it from the KellyBike.com website. I've got links up there for Steve. And
it's cool to hear that's going. And, Chris, good luck.
Thank you.
It's extension 8143.
Okay.
All right, cool.
I'm dyslexic. I'm sorry.
And, Brian, I have a song request here, by the way. You know when we usually lead out about 2 minutes out of the show?
Yeah.
Can you put on that first song, The Pursuit of Happiness?
You want track one?
I like track one. It's nice. But, you know, when it's time, so that I know. And we have another caller on the line, I hear.
We got one more caller.
Okay. You're live on Bike Talk.
Hi. I'm curious to know when people can drop bicycles off.
There you go.
And where. And then also, do you sell your bikes? And I can take the answers off the air.
Okay,
thank you for your call.
Uh-huh.
Thank you. Steve.
Can I talk to her now?
Talk to her.
Off the air? Are we
She's
on
She's off the air. Guy.
Okay.
She's off the air. You're on the air.
I see. Okay. So in that case, we are happy to have you come take a look. It's more important to me that you have a bike that you really want from us before we go any farther. So I would encourage that you come take a look at what the program has to offer. And then if it does work out for you, that there's something that you like, then we're happy to take contributions. And that's kind of how it goes. We you know, the funding is ongoing. We need to continue to feed the beast. And to do so, contributions are always very helpful.
Now, also, she was asking, where do I drop bikes off? And that's a really important thing. And I think also a good question is when, because we're talking to you about that then.
Yeah. The drop-off time is any time that school is on, from 7:30 until about 3:30. On Tuesdays and Thursdays, we're there until 4:30. And just come to the office, and if there is no one there at the office, drive around behind the gym and ask anybody, and they'll tell you where the bike program is.
All right. There we are. Brian, right. Looks like you're queuing me over here so that we can do the last bits of
exactly
the show.
We got 1 minute left on our show now.
Okay, so you were listening to Bike Talk here on KVMR, and Brian Compton was our engineer today. Kurt Stockton, you were in the studio, but I think
he was kind of quiet. I kept his mic off.
He was very
time,
observant today, but it's so great to have you in here anyway, just in case I need a sock in the arm or something.
Oh, yeah. you were on form today, Chris. I think that something happened. You took some Bike Talk vitamins or something.
I'm telling you, Kurt, it doesn't have anything to do with me. It has everything to do with Steve's program over at school. I was sincerely pumped up when I went over to see what he was doing and to see the kids in his class. And then also we've got Larry in the studio here, Larry Sussman. And it's just, I don't know, I'm sorry. I just kind of got
carried
away.
No, don't apologize. You know, that's great. I mean, it's good. We need more stuff like this
and Brian,
communities everywhere.
He was on fire today. Did you hear him over there talking about that? And that was a good thing to point out over on...
it scares me all the time.
So we hope that this program that Suzanne was in here talking about today can get some traction and get some funding so that
Absolutely.
It can happen, because it's dangerous on that stretch of road.
Chris, when's the next installment of Bike Talk on KVMR?